Welcome to the Pascal Ngwe Podcast. Pastor Pascal is the senior pastor of Alive Bible Church, a vibrant and growing church with branches across South Africa. Pastor Pascal is an anointed teacher of the Word of God who makes the Bible to come alive. Get ready to be empowered as you listen to the Word of God.
Jesus is the answer to every issue in your life. And I want you to hear me well. I didn't say Jesus has the answer. I'm saying He is the answer. Not for some of the issues. Every issue that you are going through right now, He is the answer. Are you with me? We're going to go straight into the Word. Come with me to the book of Mark from verse 5. We're reading from verse 25. The Bible here says, a certain woman which had an issue of blood 12 years and had suffered many things of many physicians and had spent all that she had and was nothing bettered, but rather grew worse. When she had heard of Jesus, say with me, Jesus. When she had heard of Jesus, came in the press behind and touched His garment. For she said, if I may touch but His clothes, I shall be whole. And straight away the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of that plague. And Jesus, immediately knowing in Himself that virtue had gone out of Him, turned Him about in the press and said, who touched my clothes? And His disciples said unto Him, thou seest the multitude thronging thee, and sayest thou, who touched me? And He looked round about to see her that had done this thing. But the woman, fearing and trembling, knowing what was done in her, came and fell down before Him and told Him all the truth. And He said unto her, daughter, thy faith has made thee whole. Go in peace and be whole of thy plague. Praise the Lord. This morning, by the grace of God, somebody will leave out of here in peace. And they will be healed of any plague that they came here with. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. We're going to go right back quickly to verse 25. And I want to show you something there before we pray. Verse 25, the verse says, a certain woman. Say with me, a certain woman. No name is given. Do you know why? Because this woman could be any of us. Usually when God wants to specifically tell you about a person, they'll give you the name of that person. They tell you about Lazarus. They tell you about Zacchaeus. They tell you about the centurion, the Roman. They tell you about the people's name. But in this particular instance, the name of the person is not given. They just say, a certain woman. The reason why it is a certain woman, because it can be a certain anybody. It can be you. It can be you. It can be me. It can be the person sitting next to you. A certain somebody. The Bible says, a certain woman which had an issue. And that's the next thing that I want to quickly bring down to you right now. is that everybody sitting here this morning has an issue. There's nobody listening to me right now that is issueless. Everybody has an issue. Every single human being you know. And when we talk about this, it's not about which family you're coming from. It's not about how tall you are, how short you are, what's the color of your skin. Issues don't know those things. You'll be surprised that Americans have issues. Japanese have issues. Russians have issues. Everybody has issues. Nothing is more common on earth than issues. Single people have issues. Married people have issues. Single parents have issues. Parents that are both together have issues. They usually say when you are single, the next thing you want to do is to get married. That's your big achievement, if you could get married. Now, as soon as you get married, the next thing you want to do is to come out of the marriage. I don't want to come out of my marriage, by the way. I'm just trying to show you that apparently there's no area where you are that the issues are less. You don't have a job, it's an issue. Then you get a job, it becomes another issue. I'm talking to myself. You are broke, it's an issue. You become rich, you have another issue. Hello. You are in the lowest rank, it's an issue. You want to be promoted. Then you finally get the promotion. As soon as you get the promotion, you are having another issue. With the promotion. The commonest thing on earth is issues. Who agrees with me that we all have issues? I'm telling you, everybody has an, including a baby. A newborn baby. That's why he starts crying. As soon as he comes out of the womb, he's already having an issue of adapting to a new life that he didn't know. It's too hot, it's an issue. It become cold, it's another issue. Have you noticed that we have issues? We all have issues. How many of you have felt, if I could just have this, my issues would be finished. And then you got the thing, and as soon as you got the thing came with other issues as it arrived. If I could just date this guy. If I could be her girlfriend. I mean his girlfriend. Yeah, you are not the girlfriend. The type of wahala you are seeing in that thing now. It's another level. A certain woman had an issue. A certain man had an issue. A certain young man had an issue. A certain married woman, unmarried woman, married man, broke man, rich man. Everybody has an issue. Whatever your issue is, I came to tell you, Jesus is the answer for every issue in your life. Every issue, he is the answer. Are you here? Do you want to see more on Mark 5? The Bible says she had an issue of blood. So you see, her issue is specified. Her issue was blood. Say with me, Madi. She had an issue of blood. What today we call in gynecological terms, periods. Hello. Now you say you are shocked because periods are usually not an issue. Under normal circumstances, having periods is not an issue. If you think it's an issue, you are new. Because that thing that started will not stop for many, many years to come. If you are thinking it's an issue, now it's a problem for you. Usually, periods are not an issue. It's a normal cycle in the life of a woman. Hallelujah. When she becomes of age, every month, I believe, it's every month or every 2 months. Every month. I'm not a woman. I have to ask you guys. So, every month, praise the Lord, every month, she goes through a cycle. Do you understand? And she releases, what do you call it? It's an egg. Is it an egg? She releases the egg and hoping that the egg will meet something. Then when that egg doesn't meet the thing, then the egg starts crying. And then the tears that come is the periods. So every month, the woman will cry. She will cry. Now we know that she cries because once that egg meets the other guy, she doesn't cry anymore. She becomes very happy. I'm teaching in the church, I tell you. Listen, this woman in particular, her tears came as normal. A woman's tears must be 3 days max. I mean shorter, 7 days maximum. Normally it's 5 days. So everything between 3 to 7 or 5, then you are talking. You are within the parameters of normality. Do you understand? 3 days or 7 days. If you cry a lot, some women cry a lot. If you are crying a lot, 7 days. But normal women, 5. Are you here? Praise the Lord. Amen. The problem that this woman now had an issue with something that is normal in other people is that the thing was going on for 12 years. Something that is supposed to last 3 days max, minimum 7 days max, 5 days normal, has now been lasting for 12 years. That is now you are having an issue because the thing is every issue is usually normal for somebody else. Wow. That this thing is normal, but the thing turns into something else because of either the stubbornness of the thing or the fact that the thing doesn't want to end. That's why we start saying it's an issue. It is okay to not have food from time to time. It's the way life is. But when you don't have food all the time, hey, it's an issue. It's an issue. It's okay to be broke once in a while. If you are on earth, once in a while, you might not have money. But when you are always broke, do you understand? You can't solve a 5-rand problem. You can't solve a 3-rand problem. You can't solve a 1-rand problem. You are always asking people to give you. We say we are having an issue now. I'm talking to the right church. What is an issue is usually something normal that has turned into something abnormal. Having period is normal. But having periods for 12 years is no more normal. Now it's an issue. It's a problem. Having challenges in the house, I mean it happens, we are humans. But having challenges every week in the house, fighting all the time. Always fighting. That's an issue. I want to help you understand anything that doesn't want to go is no more normal. That's an issue. You are having an issue. And Jesus Christ is the answer for every issue. Please take your seat in the presence of God. My sister, it's okay to be sad from time to time. But you are always sad. You are always sad. You always complain. That one, you are having what? Help me preach to the person and tell them, maybe you are having an issue. Huh? Could it be that you are having an issue? Huh? Okay, first boyfriend left. It happens. Second boyfriend also left. Okay. He was not okay. He was mentally was disturbed. But now your boyfriend number 9. He has also left. We are having what? We are having an issue. I know you keep saying, no, they don't understand my worth. But the people keep living. It's an issue. Don't worry. Jesus is the answer for every issue. Jesus is the answer. Are you here? 12 years. Now, I want to quickly make you aware of something very important. 12, the number 12, has a very deep meaning. In the Bible, nothing is just by accident. There is nothing in the Bible that is just there for your entertainment. Are you listening to me? In the kingdom of God, every number means something. 3 means trinity, 2 means unity, 1 means oneness, 7 means completion, perfection, 8 means new beginnings, 10 means wholeness. See, 12, the number 12 in the kingdom of God means government. Government or governance. That's the number God uses to govern things. So God governs the year with 12 months. God governs the day with 12 hours. He governs the night with 12 hours. Do you understand? He uses number 12 for governance. That's why when Jesus came, Jesus had 12 disciples. There are 12 tribes of Israel. So you see that it's a number of governance, of bringing government. Now you are told that this woman had an issue for 12 years. And you now know that 12 is the number of governance. So that interpret to say that there was another government that was operating this issue that the woman was having. They think, please take the child outside. Don't disturb my preaching. The woman was having an issue. Are you listening to me? And the issue was not normal. There was a government supervising this. And that was not a pure and a holy government. Because it's an issue. To prove it, you look at verse 26. Oh yes. She had suffered many things of many physicians. Listen to me. If you are having an issue of blood, I don't think if you go to a physician, meaning a doctor, you should suffer. If you go to a doctor, it's to feel well and to be better. But the woman with an issue will go to a doctor, rather than feeling better, she's tormented. And then she even bring money in the thing. She spent all she had But money couldn't respond. The doctors could not fix it. Her money could not answer it. This is where you are seeing that if you put your trust in men, you are in some serious problems, because every man is limited at some point. And a lot of us, you put your trust in men. You know, if there's this, if people were saying to us this morning, if there's this problem, I can go to so and so. I can do this and this. Here's a woman, she had gone to physicians, many doctors, but all she got out of there was more suffering. I've sat in counseling with many people. They say to me, Pastor, this thing, I saw this in a dream. After I saw this in the dream, oh, they told me, no, you have a calling. You have a calling. You need to go and become this and that. When I went there, because they told me, unless you do this, this thing will never stop. So I went for the calling. Pastor, the way I suffered in that initiation, many ran away. They are telling you that if you go, if you do this, then you will stop this thing. You have a calling. Go for this. By the time the thing is done with you, the woman told me, I suffered. Cold winter like this. They say, no, go outside. Go sing outside. Barefooted. You have to sing. The suffering is real. She says, sometimes, Pastor, we can't bath for 6 days. 6 days we don't bath. You have gone to solve a problem. Instead of solving the problem, you have created more suffering for yourself. I didn't know these things until people started telling me the pain they go through. Some people, in the name of feeling better, every week you have to open your mouth. They put the tube, they push it inside. You have no idea what people suffer in the name of getting better. You have no idea. There are some people, they must inject themselves every day. Like, there's nobody to inject you again. The doctors teach you how to inject yourself. She suffered many things in the hands of many physicians. People that are supposed to help her. And one thing I've learned with human beings, very scarcely will a human being tell you, this one, I don't know. Have you ever seen a mechanic who says to you, this car, I can't fix? Even if he has never seen such a car in his entire life, he will come with boldness and say, I can fix it. I've never seen a person who will say to you, you know what, with all due respect, this, I can't handle it. That's why she kept suffering, because everybody would say, no, 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 I know what is wrong. I know exactly what is wrong. Sit down. Hey, sit down. Sit down. I know exactly what is wrong. I know exactly what you need to do. And that's why you keep suffering. Because you have hope. This one knows what he's doing. You have hope. This thing will work this time. They always tell you, no, this time it's going to work. It's going to work. It's going to work. You're going to just try this. Go and use this. This is the right one. After 2 years, you are still in the same place and the thing has become worse. Until everybody in the neighborhood now knows your issue. Because today we call this woman the woman with the issue of blood. people stop taking your calls because they know the issue. And he's going to talk again about this marriage. And he's going to talk again about this. Ah, no, I'm tired. She didn't become better. She grew worse. She grew worse. She grew worse. Brothers and sisters, the reason she grew worse is not because these people had bad intentions. They didn't understand what they are trying to solve is not a medical problem. The woman had a spiritual problem, but people were trying to solve it medically. And that's why it wasn't working. You will learn today that almost every issue has its origin in the realm of the spirit. They manifest as blood, but they are not caused by a physical dysfunctionality. They are caused by spirits. There's a spirit behind every... How do you know that an issue is demonic? There are two signs. Number one, the issue is stubborn. It doesn't bend. If I have flu, I take Panadol, I take ACC, I take this thing, the flu is supposed to go. But I have flu. I've taken everything I know. The flu is not going. I've gone and I've consulted. They prescribed things. The flu is not going. They've given strong antibiotics. The flu is not going. I went for operation. The flu is not... When something is very stubborn, you've tried many physicians, but the thing is still there. You are dealing with a demonic problem. Number two, the length of the thing. The length of the thing. How long has this thing been going on? When Jesus was brought a little child, he asked the father, how long has this thing been going on? And the father says, since the boy was a child. That's how you know. A demonic issue usually starts when you are still a child. It is with you. It is with you. And then we come here, we're trying to use medicine. It doesn't work. Because the origin is demonic. 12 years, governance. There's a spirit behind it. Please come quickly with me to the book of Luke 13, verse 11. I want to show you what I mean. The Bible says a woman, this is another woman, a woman was there who had been crippled by what? I want to hear everybody. By what? Crippled. I mean, you see the legs are crippled, and you will probably assume it's an accident. You probably assume she was involved maybe in some fights. But the crippling was by a spirit. And look at the duration. How many years? That's how you know. And she was bent over and could not. You see, that the stubbornness of the thing could not straighten up at all. Like, you will try to change it. You will try to improve it. You will go to a doctor. You will do this. You will do that. But at the end of the day, the issue is still right there. She could not straighten up. She could not. If the Bible says she could not, she tried. She tried many times. So many people are listening to me right now. You've tried to stop this thing. You've tried. You went and saw this person, and your mother went and saw that person, and you tried to do this. I mean, we try, but we could not. I hope I'm still talking to you. There are things in your family your grandfather tried to stop. He died trying. Your father tried. He died trying.
You yourself, you're also telling yourself, no, I would stop this. Could not. Why? Because the thing is not poverty. There's a spirit that is sponsoring the thing you are seeing there. There's a spirit that is crippling people financially, crippling people maritally, crippling people emotionally, crippling people socially, crippling people in many areas. There's a spirit. I'm not saying Jesus is the answer just to make you happy. I'm telling you that Jesus is the answer because that's the truth. Unless Jesus intervenes, the issue will stay there for 1,000 years. I tell you the truth. If you like, keep engaging doctors. You will run out of money soon. Because the issue is not medical. The issue is not social. You know, it just dawned to me that the issue of Africa is not political. It's not. How can it be the same everywhere? For how long? Always use those two tests. How stubborn is the thing? How long has the thing been going on? That's how you know. Oh, it's okay to go and see people for help. But I can assure you, not much will come from those help. All that will happen is that you will have a temporary relief for 2 weeks. And after that, everything is back to normal. Back to normal. I came to tell you, church, this morning, Jesus is the answer for all the issues that are in your life right now. Jesus is the answer. And that is what I'm about to show. Look at verse 12. Look at verse 12. Where are we here now? No, you are not. You are not in my Mark 5. Yeah. Sorry. Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. 25, 26. Go to 27. Mark 27. So this woman couldn't get help. Now look at, there are three things this woman did. This is how you end a demonic issue. She did all three things. And I came to teach you those three things today. That if you and I can start doing these three things, no matter how deep is the issue, it will break. And the three things she did are in this verse 27. The Bible says she heard of Jesus. She heard of Jesus. Brothers and sisters, when you are in issues, what you hear, who speaks, what you listen to is very important. In fact, it will determine if you will ever come out or ever. What do you hear when you are going through an issue? Who do you hear? Who do you listen? What do you listen? There's somebody in your life right now. They are the one talking. Give me Psalm 1, verse 1. Look at this. Just Psalm 1, verse 1. Blessed is the man. New King James, if you can. Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly. So, the first question, when you want to come out of an issue, is who is counseling you? Who's been advising you? Who do you listen to?
I shouldn't say these things in the church. Who do you listen to? Who do you go to talk about the issue? Who? The Bible says you are already blessed if you stay away from the counsel of certain people. Like, long before Jesus can touch you, long before anything, if you just stay away from certain people's counsel, you're already blessed. I mean, you are not even hearing that God has touched the man. Just that you just stay away from the counsel of certain people, a blessing starts coming on you already. Just that. Just that. Who counsels you? What do you hear? Not stand by the path of sinners. So you see, those are the three dimensions. You are walking, but then you hear. After you hear, you stand to hear more. Isn't it? Then before long, look at what happened. You sit. So you are just hearing while you are walking, then you stop. Tell me more. You are sitting. Some of us, you are sitting in the council of gossipers, family breakers. They are the ones that are advising you. Ungodly people. Ungodly, they don't fear God. But they are counseling you. They are counseling you. They are the people, when you have an issue, you call them. You ask to meet with them. That's why the issue has continued. Because number one, you are listening to the wrong people. You are listening to the wrong people. Oh no, Pastor, I don't understand. She's my friend. We share everything. We were always friends for many years. Good luck with that, because what I can tell you now is that if that friend is ungodly, nobody can change the Bible. If your friend is ungodly, they will lead you astray. No, Pastor, you don't understand. This is a good guy. Good guy and godly guy are two different things. The guy can be good, but is he godly? I'm asking you a personal question. Is this guy godly? Oh no, Pastor, you don't understand. He's just a nice guy. We don't drink. Who talk about drinking here? We're talking about godly or ungodly. Who is counseling you? Who is advising you? Who is advising you? So you see, the first right thing the woman did, she heard of Jesus. Who is Jesus? The Word of God. Who is Jesus? God. So she heard another thing that was different from what she had been hearing all this while. She was told about a man called Jesus. Jesus is not just a man. No, you don't understand. Do you want to know who is Jesus?
Yes, sir.
For you to understand that hearing of Jesus is what shifts everything. The Bible says in Philippians 2, verse 9, therefore, God also has highly exalted him, giving him the name which is above every name. Verse 10. That at the name of Jesus, watch this, every knee should bow. Watch this. Of those in heaven, of those on earth, of those
under the earth. The name of Jesus doesn't just work on earth. The name of Jesus works in heaven. The name of Jesus works on earth. The name of Jesus works under the earth. She heard of Jesus. She heard of Jesus. Jesus is not Julius Caesar. Julius Caesar's name only works on earth, and it could only work in Rome, by the way, and in other areas where he conquered. The name of Jesus works in heaven, meaning the name of Jesus enters the spirit realm. You now understand why he could deal with the issue, because medical doctors can only deal with what is on earth. On earth. A medical doctor cannot go into the heavens. And a medical doctor cannot go under the earth. Some of the things fighting you are in the heavens. They are from the heavens. Heavenly realms. And some of the other things fighting us are from under the earth. No matter how powerful the antibiotics are, they can only deal with things here. As soon as you shift, they can't. Oh, but the name of Jesus. The name of Jesus. The name of Jesus. If you could mention that name, Jesus. He says, every knee should bow. Of those in heaven. Those on earth. Those under the earth. She heard of Jesus. She heard of Jesus. She heard of Jesus. Romans 10 verse 9. She heard of Jesus. If you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, no other name, and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, look at this, you will be saved. You will be saved. You will be saved. If you confess his name with your mouth and believe in your heart that Jesus is no more in a grave somewhere, that he lives forever, the Bible says you will be saved. That word saved there is the word soteria. Say with me, soteria. Soteria means all round salvation. It is not just salvation of your soul, as it were, it's salvation of every area of your life. Soteria means your whole life gets salvation. That's why a man of God one time was driving to his village and he reached the bridge. Do you know those bridges that go to the village? A small bridge like this can only allow for one car. They are on top speed. They enter the bridge, top speed. Before they realize, a truck is coming from the other side. Top speed. He told us, I knew is my end. What are you going to do? You go this way, you are in the river. You go this way, you are in the river. You go straight, you hit the car. He says, he cried, Jesus, save me. By the time he opened his eyes, he was on the other side of the bridge. And the car, the truck was on the other side of the bridge. True story. Jesus, save me. Ask me what Jesus did, I don't know. But death bowed that day. There are issues in your life. Every issue has a name. Go back to Philippians 2. Every issue has a name. God has exalted him, giving him the name that is above every name. Every issue has a name. Verse 10. That at the mention of the name of Jesus, every knee should bow. So every issue has a name. Therefore, every issue can bow
if you bring Jesus in the picture.
She heard of Jesus. Jesus is not just anyone. She heard the right thing. After 12 years of suffering, she finally heard the right thing she was supposed to hear. Every time she hears, go see Dr. Jeff. No, go see Dr. So-and-so. Oh, go see Dr. So-and-so. She kept going everywhere until she heard about Jesus. And this morning, you are hearing about Jesus. You are hearing this morning about Jesus. You are hearing about Jesus. That's why we are here. Acts 4 verse 12. We're almost done. Just give me 2 minutes and we're done. No, is there salvation in any other? For there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved. There's no other name. I don't know which name you are using. I don't know which name you are trusting on. Maybe the name called money. I don't know which name. Like when you are like this, no. If I can just have more money, is that what you are trusting? There's no other name given under heaven, and we are under heaven. Among men, and we are men, by which we must be saved. Except the name of Jesus. And this woman heard of Jesus. The same way this morning, you are hearing of Jesus. You are hearing of Jesus. Can you believe it? You are being told about Jesus. There are many other names on earth. And there is a name, Jesus. And that's the name this preacher is talking about right now. Jesus. I want you to capture that name very well. That's the name LP captured in Mabella Pudi. She was saying to you, she's glad that when she went to church, they were not just cooking pap to give people pap. They were cooking the word. And Jesus is the word. They gave her the word. She never got pap, but she is here today with all the pap she wants. Because once you have Jesus, you have everything you will ever need. Everything you will ever need. Jesus is the answer. There's no other name. There's no other name. Look, if I want to go to Rustenburg right now, I can use many roads and still reach Rustenburg. But if I want to be saved, God gave only one name. And somebody said, but what about the other religions? Please go and ask God. I don't know. But I want to say to you, you would rather do well to flow with God than to come with a lot of questions. Amen. Amen. And by the way, I'm not just talking. I'm a living proof of what Jesus has done in my life. You've just seen the testimony of our dear sister. My God, who could change such a life? You tell me. Did you see that testimony? Did you see where the person was? Molested, abused by all kinds of spirits. And she came to church the same way you came to church today. It was a Jitter Sunday. Jesus is the answer. And I preach, Jesus is the answer. And she came. And she surrendered to Jesus. And that is all she did. Jesus did the rest. Today, she's a transformed human being.
Hallelujah. Jesus is real. Go and ask her mother if her mother could change her. Go and ask. She shared her story with me. Her mother many times chased her out of the house. I said, no, you don't listen to me. Get out of my house. And she will take her bags and leave. Come after 6 months. Today, she's at home. She has a stable job. She could never keep a job for 3 months. She got a job in Sun City. She lost it because of wrong friends. She just walked out of the job. She didn't even resign. She just left the job. She just left the job. Could not keep a job until she came and surrendered to Jesus. And it's been almost a year working, earning a living. You know, honestly, honest living. You are next. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. We are closing now. Let's look at the two other things she did. Please take your seat. Mark 5:27. Did you capture that one? She heard of Jesus. That's the first thing she did. Number two, she came. She came. Many here, but never come. She didn't just hear. She took a step and came in the press behind. If you watch the movie, you will see that people were all around Jesus. She was pushing inside. It wasn't easy, but she was pushing because, you know, it's not easy because you have another mind. There are things you've heard all your life. There are things you were told all your life. Now pastor is saying this is the way. So you are pushing through your issues. You are pushing through your beliefs. You are pushing through everything you've heard for the rest of your life. You are pushing through that. And she is unclean. She's not supposed to be where men are. When you are going through your periods back in the day, you're not supposed to come out of the house. So she broke so many protocols. She came. I don't know what you had to do this morning to come, but I'm glad you came. I'm glad you came the way she came. You see, Jesus has the answers, and he is the answer. But Jesus wants you to come. Matthew 11:28. Come to me. Come to me. All you who are weary and burdened, I will give you rest. So he said, come. Come to me. So you've heard, but come. Come. James 4:8. Draw near to God, and God will draw near to you. You see, he has the answer, but he wants to know if you are interested. He said, Pastor, you are teaching well, but I believe you have to do more than that. You have to come. Come with your life. Come with what you know. Come with your issue. She didn't say no. I'll wait when the issue is clean, then I'll come to Jesus. She came with the issue. And I'm sure when she was there, she was still bleeding. As she was pushing, as she is bleeding. The same way you are here this morning. You have an issue. The pastor is saying, come with the issue. Come with what you have. Come as you are with what you have. Come. Oh, pastor, I got molested. Come with it. Oh, pastor, people cheated on me. Come with it. Pastor, people have abused me so long and so many times. People have taken advantage. Come with your broken heart. Come with whatever you have. Come with the issue. Come. She came to Jesus with the issue. And the third thing she did, the Bible says,
She touched.
So she heard. She came. She touched. In other words, she decided to experience it. Not just hear about it, come and watch others get it. I want to experience it for myself. You see, when I touch something, I know what it feels like. When I touch something, many people come to church, they come to Jesus, but they don't want to touch Jesus. They've never experienced Jesus, even though they've come. They've come, but they are at a distance. You need a real experience. He said, no, I want to know what it feels like. I want to touch Jesus. I want to touch him. Because some of you are here, say, Pastor, I've been coming. Hey, I've been coming. Oh. Yes. Have you touched? Have you touched? You can never touch Jesus and remain the same. It's highly impossible. It's like a truck colliding with a little car. God is a truck. You are a little car. How can you collide with God and there's not even a scratch? No. A touch. Touch God. Experience God. The Bible says, taste and see that the Lord is good. Come, touch him. Know him for yourself. This woman heard about people talking about Jesus. No, I want to experience it for myself.
Yeah.
I want my own experience.
Personal.
You are listening to Pastor Pascal's experience. You are listening to Lady Pastor Pumi's experience. When are you going to have your own experience?
Personal.
When are you going to touch Jesus for yourself? For yourself. No, they say Jesus is good. Oh, no, they say Jesus is good. Yes. I know Jesus is good. I've touched him. And you know, no one can take from you what you have experienced. You know that? No one can take it from you. You know why people can quickly take you out of God? Because you haven't touched. You've come, yes. You've heard, you've touched, you've come. But you haven't touched. You haven't touched. So she touched Jesus. She experienced him for who he is. Really, she discovered he is truly a healer. He is truly a savior. He is truly a deliverer. He can truly help me. She touched him. And you know, you can touch him this morning. And you are asking, Pastor, how do I touch Jesus? By faith. It is your faith that touches Jesus, not your hand. Your faith. Hebrews 11 verse 6. Your faith. You touch Jesus with your faith, not your hands. Your hands that you are using today is the hands of your faith. Without faith, it is impossible to touch God. You can't touch God without faith. Because anyone who comes, you see, you've come. Anyone who comes, how do you touch? Believe. Believe that God exists. And that God rewards those who come close and who touch him. God rewards them. That's your faith this morning. I believe in the living God. I believe that Jesus is real. I believe that everything Pastor is saying is true. And I want to touch Jesus for myself. And that's what she did. She touched. And because she really touched, he felt it. He felt. Do you know, the day you really touch Jesus, he will feel it. Both of you will know something has happened. Not this thing you come to church. What? Oh, I don't know. I'm hoping. You can't hope. Here? You must know. You must know. You know these hopers? Well, I'm not sure what is going on there, but they say we must come. Let me go.
No, I want to experience Jesus. Pastor says I must believe. I believe. I'm coming with everything that I have. Lord Jesus, you are my last hope. That person will experience for real. Huh? Oh, yes. And that is the opportunity I want to give you. Because here's Jesus walking, and there are crowds all around him. And I want to believe everybody, people are touching him. But they are not touching him. They are touching, but they are not touching. So he continues to move. There's a woman who left her house. She said, today, I touch him. Today, I'm going to touch him. People are touching Jesus. They are thronging around him. Crowds of people are pushing Jesus. But there's a woman who's coming behind with a purpose. I want to experience what I've heard. And she came. And the Bible tells her she touched the hem at the bottom there. She touched. She didn't touch here where people could even see. She touched down there. The real things that work between you and God are the things people don't see, you know. It's between you and him. She's in this big crowd. Everybody's trying to have a picture of Jesus. She's just coming behind. You see, behind. She's pressing behind. And she touched from there. And the woman who touched from behind drew the attention of Jesus more than the people that were all around him. He said, hey, somebody touch me. Somebody touch me. Because it was real. It was genuine. She believed it. And that's how her issue ended. That's how yours too can end. You say, Jesus, I want this thing to end. You know, I've discovered something about people. People complain about things, but deep down, they don't want those things to end because they want to keep complaining about those things. You know this because when you now give them the solution, they're not interested in the solution. They're not interested in the solution. The day you really decide, I want this thing to end, I'm telling you, it will end. It will end. It will end. And it can be today. Because I'm going to touch Jesus. Experience his love, his power, and finally find my freedom. Like Sister Precious, many others that are in this church, this is not the first time I preach. I've been preaching for many years. I have seen how the power of God has changed many people. And that keeps showing me God is real. When he finds people that really wants him, he showed his true color. Can we be on our feet, please? I want to close by telling you this. If you look at that story, let's try to be in the same place if you can, please. The Bible says that Jesus called the woman daughter. Daughter, your faith has made you well. And you ask yourself, when did she become a daughter? Where does he know her? This is how you become a son. This is how you become a daughter. Because you see, she didn't know that as she's pressing, he's aware. He's always aware of what you try to do to reach to him. He's aware. The Bible tells us in John 1:11,
and 12. Look at it. He came to his own. His own received him not. 12. But as many as received him, to them he gave power. Look at it. To become. Power to become sons and daughters of God. To those who believe in his name. And you see, that's what can happen to you right now. You can become a son and a daughter by believing in his name. He empowers you to become his son and his daughter. And you see, every father will fight for his own. So that is the step you take right now. You are saying, Pastor, I've heard the word. I want to experience this. I want to experience Jesus. I want it. I want it. I've heard, even you, Pastor, you've preached many times, but now I want to experience it for myself. Can this issue stop? Yes. Can this issue end? Yes. I've given you the 3 steps. Number one, hear about Jesus. Number two, come. But number three, dash. Dash. Come with what you have. And do that exchange. You see, this woman gave Jesus her pain and she took his healing. She exchanged it. You can also come here this morning and exchange. Every eye closed, every head bowed. I want to pray for a few of you. You are saying, Pastor, that's me right there. That's me right there. I want Jesus. I want Jesus. I want to experience him. I want to trust him. I want to give him my all, my everything. I want to let him take control of this issue. It's been plaguing the family. It's been plaguing our lives. We try to stop it, but we don't know how to stop it. Pastor, you're saying Jesus is the answer. Pastor, I'm going to give Jesus a try. I'm going to bring myself. And I'm going to represent my family or my wife or whoever. I'm going to represent my family or myself. I'm just representing myself. And I need God's help. I need Jesus to help us. I'm going to count up to 3. And if that is you, you want Jesus in your heart. You want Jesus to come and empower you and deal with the issue. When you hear 3, please, I'm begging you. I wish I could kneel for you. I'm begging you. Raise your right hand. Pastor, pray with me. I need Jesus in my life. I need Jesus in my life. 1, 2, 3. You can raise your right hand. God bless you. 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 Many hands are rising. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Thank you so much. You can take your hands down. I want to beg you again. You've come all the way to hear this word. I believe that this is a divine appointment for you. God brought you here. God sent you here. God has a word for you and he has spoken to you. Right now, your heart is stirred up. Your heart is stirred up. You know God is talking to you. Don't allow the honor of men to be on the way. Oh, what will this one think? You know, one thing I can tell you, we are born alone and we usually die alone. So this is a decision you need to make for yourself. Not for somebody else. Make a decision for yourself. Choose Jesus for yourself. This is for you. Just for you. So I'm going to give you another chance. You are here. You are wondering, should I? Shouldn't I? I'm thinking you should. At the count of 3, please raise your right hand. And Pastor will pray with you. 1, 2, 3. Raise it up. God bless you. That's right. God bless you. You can take your hands down. Now, you are already born again. But this morning, you want to recommit to God. Surrender your life to Him. You want to surrender your heart to Him. You want to let Him take control again. I also want to pray with you. Pastor, I want to recommit my life to Jesus. I'm already born again, but it hasn't been so good. Pastor, help me. I want to pray with you. At the count of three, Pastor, I want to recommit my life. You can also raise your hand. I pray with you. 1, 2, 3. Pastor, I want to recommit. Raise your hand. I want to recommit my life to Jesus. God bless. God bless. God bless. God bless. God bless. Thank you so much. You can take your hands down. Praise the Lord. Now, listen to me. If you raise your hand the first time I said, the second time I said, or the third time I said, remember, she came. We need to come, isn't it? So I want you to come and join me at the altar so we can pray together. Hallelujah. Take your belongings. Make your way to the altar. Come. Come on, let's celebrate God as they come. Put your hands together for them. Put your hands together for them as they come. Keep putting your hands together for them as they come. More are still coming. Come on, let's celebrate Jesus. More are still coming. More are still coming. This is a divine moment. This is a divine moment. Jesus is here. He's here. He's here. Would you lift your two hands? Yes, please. More are coming. That's right. That's right. Please lift your two hands to the heavens. This is a sign of surrender. We are surrendering everything. Like, Jesus, take control of this thing. Jesus, take care of this thing. Jesus, I place this thing in your hands. That's what you're saying. That's what you're saying. Before you pray, I'm going to pray for you. Just keep your eyes closed. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, I stretch my hand towards each one of these precious people right now. And I plead the blood of Jesus for each one of their lives. Father, I pray right now, let your mercy be activated over each one of their destinies. Father, I pray right now, let your grace be activated towards each one of their destinies. Holy Spirit, we invite you, come and take control. Come and take control over each one that is here right now and do your mighty work in our souls, in our spirits, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, let the issues break this morning. I give you praise, Lord. The chains are falling. 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 By your power, through the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We give you praise. Now you're going to repeat after me from the bottom of your heart. Say, dear Lord Jesus. Say it again. Dear Lord Jesus. I surrender my life to you today. Please forgive me my sins. Wash me with your blood. I believe you died for me. On the third day, you rose again that I might be justified. This morning, I believe you are the Son of God. You are the answer I've been waiting for. I surrender my life to you. I let you in. Take control. Lord Jesus, save my soul. Cleanse me from all sins. Empower me to become a son of God, a daughter of God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. Thank you, Lord, for forgiving me. Thank you, Lord, for dealing with the issue of my life. From today, I will live for you. Please write my name in the book of life. My name is, please say your name. Write this name in the book of life. I choose Jesus. I choose life. I choose the blessing. I choose godliness. I choose heaven. Put your hands together for Jesus.
Thank you for listening. May God bless you. Remember to subscribe to receive our latest service notifications and to share the link. You can also watch our pastor, Pastor Pascal, live on our Facebook page, Alive Bible Church HQ, or on our YouTube channel, Alive Bible Church SA. Remember, you are alive to give life.